You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
It's time for the special Christmas episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Merry Christmas Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. But hopefully you'll find yourself with a delicious Christmas dinner this week, because you should.
That's
have delicious food and treats and desserts. But then we'll just be the accoutrement.
Wow.
To your delicious dish.
Rich has just a diarrhea of the mouth right now. He just keeps going and going and going.
Yep. Well, hey, you know, the best part is that, you know, even though this is supposed to be a Christmas special, this is one of the few episodes where I literally have no idea what's going on. Because pretty much, Mike, you're the one that, like, takes over the reins for this show.
You know, I've just been so excited about the prospect of doing a Christmas special. You know, I started talking about it weeks ago, I think, with you.
Yeah.
About what we were going to do and everything. And, you know, it just, it's that time of year where the Christmas spirit just fills you. And it just, you know, you subsist on pure Christmas joy and merriment. And
can you discipline him?
Oh, kinky.
Wow. Yep. Not that type of fills, Rich. Jeez.
Oh, okay, sorry.
God, way to turn this Christmas special into something dirty.
Sorry, well, I've been on Tinder too much.
I'm here to bring it back around to the joyous occasion that it is, because I'm just so filled with Christmas joy that I have to sing about this Christmas special.
Oh, God, here it is. Mike's ready to sing.
All right, I'm going to do it. I just got to get this off my chest. I'm so ready for this.
Oh, I'm dreaming of a Christmas special, just like the one we had last time, where the songs are off key and we mock Bing Crosby as our singing makes you cry. You cry. Oh, I'm a dreaming of a Christmas special, with every outline that I file. May your laughs, last for a while. And may our special make you smile. Oh, I'm a dreaming of a Christmas special, just like the one we had last time, where the sounds are off key and we mock Bing Crosby as our singing makes you cry. Oh, I'm a dreaming of a Christmas special, with every outline that I file. May your laughs last for a while. And may our special make you smile. Yeah.
Where did you pull those backup vocals
from? Also, in preparing for the Christmas special, I created a cloner. And, yeah.
There's clones of yeah. Michael Costanzo running
around now? That was all totally real time and not pre-recorded at all.
Excellent.
Obviously.
Well, you know, if
we both almost died right there.
Yes. You know, if there was a clone of you to actually help you out with the song, that might have been a little more believable than what I'm about to say next.
Okay.
After almost, what has it been, like 10 months, I think, since his last appearance here on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In honor of the Christmas spirit, we brought back family. I'm so happy to say our long-lost associate producer, John Bruno, is here. Bruno!
Yeah! Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Bruno, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
You know, you're the only person that we consistently welcome with a song.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Just so happens he appears on the Christmas special.
Yeah. How's college and everything going?
College is good. It's doing all right. I have one more semester left, and then I'm done.
Woo!
Yeah.
Excellent, yeah. And, you know, I have to brag about my little brother here. He did really well on his grades this semester.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Smarty pants.
Knocking some big, hard courses out of the way. Physics and all that jazz.
Yeah.
It's well above my pay grade.
Yeah, so. I mean, we can't even count numbers sometimes.
I know. We struggle with physics now. Basic arithmetic. And he's dividing by fish and multiplying by triangle. Yeah, have you ever seen physics problems? What?
Multiply by fish.
Yes, there's a fish. Isn't there a fish symbol, JB?
There is a fish symbol.
What is it?
I don't know.
Wow. All
right. Okay, all right.
Tell this physics professor to give that grade back.
Excellent. Keep up the good work, Bruno.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Well, luckily, he is back here and assuming associate producer duties.
Yes.
For our Christmas show. And as part of his duties is that he joins us for our first portion of the show, which we call the Sports Sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face! Ha ha!
Yep, in your face, coming at you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. The sports is always in our face. You know who was in our face recently, Rich?
The Redskins.
The Washington Redskins.
Ugh. Yeah, this game was ugly. Did you watch any of the game, Bruno?
I did, sadly.
Yeah, sadly.
Sadly,
exactly.
Yes.
Very depressing.
Sad is the way to describe it. The Eagles were knocked out of playoff contention by the Washington Redskins, 27-24.
Yep.
This is despicable.
Over.
It's over. Yep. Yeah.
Well, you know what? For them to choke to the Redskins, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. That's really the bottom line here.
No, they don't. And even bigger than choking the Redskins is the fact we've lost three in a row. And as you pointed out before the show, 4 out of 5.
Yeah. And you know what? Watching that game, the Eagles gave up so many opportunities. I mean, for hell, there was the second half kickoff return. The Eagles recovered a fumble inside the opponent's 20, and not only did they not score a touchdown, they didn't even score a field goal. Came away with no points.
Yeah, well,
that's not a playoff team.
I mean, that's been the same note that the Eagles have been playing all year, is that they don't finish drives. I mean, I was complaining about that in the first quarter of the season. The Eagles didn't finish drives, even when they were given good field position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it was a disastrous game. JB, what do you think? Do you think that the Eagles deserved a playoff spot after that, or do you think
not at all? I think they left a lot of points on the board as well. Just as Rich brought up, they didn't make a field goal in that one possession after the second half. That and also there was 2 missed field goals. That's 6 points that were.
Right, that wins the game.
Right, that were over. Yeah.
But it wasn't just field goals, though.
No, there was a lot of other things. Yeah. There was, I mean, besides defense, the secondary. And,
oh, gosh.
I mean, yeah, which got burned. Quarterback. I've never seen a worse secondary.
And this is the Redskins.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and we knew, again, you know, maybe DeSean Jackson isn't Dez Bryant, but you know he's a deep play threat. How do you let him have 2 receptions of over 50 yards?
How do you not double coverage him? Like,
yeah.
Somebody else helped Fletcher. He was getting burned
Two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Deep pass after deep pass, and they don't do anything. They don't roll a safety. They don't put an extra corner over there. Just flip-flop him. Put Kerry Williams on that side.
Yeah, switch it up. He was having the worst day I've ever seen from a corner.
Worst month.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, my God. But, you know, it wasn't just him. It was the whole defense. Penalties. 13 penalties for 102 yards.
Ugh.
You're not going to be doing anything if you're getting penalized every other play.
Yeah. So is there any pros to look on in this pitiful game?
Well, there is one. Zach Ertz had 15 receptions for 115 yards.
Woo!
Broken Eagles single game record for a number of receptions.
Wow. That's interesting.
But that's basically.
Yeah, other than that, yeah, it was sad. And what made it even worse was the Eagles lost that game. We pretty much knew the season was over. But they had one last shot if the Colts could have defeated the Cowboys the following day. And, of course, I go to tune that game on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm like, maybe the Colts are giving them a run for their money. Maybe something will kick our favor. I turn the TV on. Nope, they're down 45-0.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Colts.
I think I checked the game at the same point, too.
Way to help us out. 45-0.
It was, yeah. I mean, you know, I hate the Colts most of all. More than Dallas, I hate the Colts right now. They didn't even put up a fight. What?
Don't go that far.
You still hate Dallas more?
Yes.
Yeah, Dallas is still the culprit. Yeah. But still, Colts, no.
Well, the Colts.
Put up something. Make it a game.
They didn't even fight.
Yeah, they didn't. They pulled Andrew Luck.
They stopped trying after they missed that fake punt in the first quarter. They stopped trying.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm glad I didn't watch that whole game then, because it sounds awful.
So, unfortunately for us here in Eagle Land, the Eagle has been grounded.
Yeah.
There will be no playoffs this year.
This is the first time in Crispy Noodle history we're not talking about the Eagles in the playoffs. I mean, we only had one other season.
Oh, yeah, that's all. That's why. But in our long-established history, we rely on the Eagles to make it to the playoffs.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, when you think about other...
Our legacy here in the podcasting world.
Well, hold on. Hear me out. When you talk about, you know, media outlets and stuff, we've been lucky to cover two winning Eagles seasons.
Yeah.
You know, imagine if we had to cover that 4-12 season.
Ugh.
We would have stopped talking about football like we stopped talking about baseball.
And the Sixers.
And the Sixers. We haven't mentioned the Sixers since...
Do we have a basketball team? Bruno, do you know about this?
I don't know.
JB used to be a big basketball fan at one point. I think... You did.
Well, look at that. I never liked basketball.
I was an Allen Iverson fan and a Kobe Bryant fan.
That silence right there. He was like, I don't know basketball.
Yeah, that silence was my answer. Apparently, I was mistaken. So you don't want the Sixers jersey I got you for Christmas?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
I guess that's going to be regifted.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go back to the mall now.
I can't even name, like, two players on the Sixers.
I couldn't.
I know Carter Williams, and that's it. I don't even know anybody else.
I didn't even know Carter Williams. JB, do you know anyone?
That's the only one, Carter Williams.
Wow. Well, at least you guys know more than I do.
Woo! All right. There you go. Take that, Mike.
Basketball knowledge.
You know what? I'm gonna go to the Sixers store, and you're going to get a jersey.
Oh, God.
And that's what you're going to get for Christmas.
Which player?
I don't know, but you're getting one.
Get me like a bench warmer. Somebody that, like...
They're
like,
all bench warmers.
Oh, there you go.
They are, though.
Yeah.
They are.
They're still winless at home. They could still pull off a winless record at home.
Well, something to look forward to in Philadelphia sports, I guess.
Yeah. Go That's, futility.
Yeah. Futility for the win. FFTW.
Yeah. So with that, I think that's enough hurting on the Eagles. I mean, is there anything else that we can say for... This season,
I mean, they got
one more game against the Giants, but does it really matter?
You know,
at this point?
I can't even say they had a good year because they really didn't. I think that they're like an 8-8 team masquerading as like a 10-6, 9-7 team.
I would say so. I mean, this season definitely represents a step back.
Yeah, I mean, we just failed on so many levels. I honestly don't know how we managed a winning record when you look at some of the things the Eagles have done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of the success the Eagles had was on, like, stupid special teams, gimme touchdowns, and defensive fumbles that happened to go our way.
Early in the year, we thought Darren Sproles was going to be, like, MVP of the league. Because, you know, punt return touchdowns.
I had him on my fantasy team.
He was winning games for you.
Yeah. His crazy punt returns.
Yeah.
But, yeah, unfortunately, you can't bank on it. And, unfortunately, it really started to show... This second half of the season.
So, all right. So, where do you think the Eagles are going next year?
I guess it's
too tough to predict now.
If they need to retool that defense. That defense needs a serious upgrade.
Where do you begin? You need to...
Cornerback. Help.
Well, you need...
help. Somebody.
You need to scrap the whole secondary, though.
Somebody who knows how to play pass defense. Come on board. Help. SOS.
Where would you start, JB? I mean, obviously corner, but...
I mean, what just corner safeties? I think our defensive line. I actually really like our defensive line.
Fletcher Cox.
I really like Fletcher Cox. Yeah. I like our defensive ends. I mean,
I think we're going to need at least one new linebacker, though. Because D'Amico Ryans is getting kind of old, and he said, is that the same knee
I think he has a couple more years in him. But okay. Definitely we're not going to do anything with Matthews.
Oh, yeah. What's his the younger brother, Casey Matthews, right? Yeah.
Mm.
And also, you know, we need to figure out what we're doing with Trent Cole.
Yeah.
People forget Trent Cole is – he's been here for quite some time now.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but, you know, it might be time.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was really good this year. But how much longer does he have?
That's true.
You know, the whole point of the team is speed and agility, and he doesn't really fit Chip Kelly's offense.
He still brings a lot of pressure on offenses and stuff. And even though our defensive line hasn't had as many sacks, they were still causing a lot of
issues for only rushing three or four guys every down. Or most downs. I mean, they did a good job.
Yeah. It's a shame because they have a good front seven.
They
do. But other than that, down the toilet.
Yeah. It's like a reverse of what we had, you know, back with Leader Shepard and Sheldon Brown and Dawkins.
Yeah.
You know, the secondary was like feared across the league. We had like four Pro Bowlers 1 year in the secondary.
Yeah.
We were the original Legion of Boom.
Well, except we didn't win anything.
No, we didn't win anything. But, yeah, so secondary all the way. I think I told you last week, if we don't get a safety in a corner that can start right away, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, that's probably a safe bet. And also, I like Richard Sherman, so don't you dare use the word Legion of Boom in any other context. All right.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry.
Right. Wow.
Richard Sherman's awesome. All right.
He is awesome. I didn't realize you felt so strongly about him, though,
Rich. Yeah, he's awesome, man. I'm the best player in the game.
Well, he has the right to say that. He backs it up.
Yeah.
Not like our players.
Right.
But anyway.
So, I'm sorry, Lord Jesus, Richard Sherman. Mike did not offend you.
Wow. Bring in God into this right before Christmas. JB's backing away. He's afraid of the lightning.
Richard Sherman is actually in the background of the nativity scene.
he was one of the three wise men, right?
Yeah.
He was the fourth wise man.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
He brought a gift of footballs and shoulder pads.
Yes.
Because Jesus wanted to become a running back.
Frankincense, myrrh, football pads.
Football pads, yes.
Yes, excellent.
Of course.
All right.
The Nazareth Jesuses.
Yes. Before we rewrite history with Jesus and football, how about we get into our popular prediction segment, which is actually the last time that we're going to be able to do this in the regular season.
Yeah, that's right. For those that don't know, we're talking, of course, about the Fantastic Four picks.
Yep, we are now officially in Fantastic Four pick mode. We take the four most interesting, what we believe to be the most tight games, and we try to give you our predictions on them. And this is it for the regular season. So what do we got on the slate for week 17?
Well, starting off in the AFC, we have a battle for the sixth seed in the playoffs. It's the Chargers visiting the Kansas City Chiefs. It's a Sunday 1 o'clock game. What do you think, Rich?
I like the Chargers, to be honest with you. The Chargers are just kind of they've been this scrappy team that they don't put up beautiful numbers or beautiful gameplay, but at the end of the game, they just they struggle. They find a way to pull out the win. I mean, the game against San Francisco, they were down by 20 points.
Exactly.
And they come back, tie it, force overtime, pull it out in overtime.
I was thinking the exact same thing. So I guess you're going with the Chargers then.
Yeah, I'm going with Chargers. I don't see that out of the Chiefs. I just don't.
Same thing here. When I turned on the 49ers-Chargers game, I'm like, oh my God, the Chargers are done. How are they giving up so many points to San Fran, an awful San Fran team? Check the final score, and the Chargers ended up winning.
Right.
Couldn't believe it. See, you know, and I said once, I think the Chargers' record in December is something ridiculous, like 31-6.
They're the opposite of the Cowboys.
Exactly. Oh, not this year, though, but that's another story for another time. So I'm going with Chargers as well. And now, for the first time all year, I get to say, my brother and our associate producer, John Bruno, will give his pick live.
Yeah, what do you say, Bruno?
I'm going with the San Diego Chargers, and for one reason, Philip Rivers has 7 kids. He can handle the pressure.
Wow.
Really? He has 7 kids?
7 kids.
Wow.
He's getting it done on and off the field.
That's going to be a very busy Christmas for him. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Very good. Interesting stat. I like
I like the non-football stats. Yeah. They're fun. Yeah. Well, maybe he's got something for us with this one. We're going to the Forgotten Division, the NFC South, as the Carolina Panthers travel to Atlanta to face off against the Falcons. This game determines the last playoff spot, the fourth seed in the NFC, the winner of the NFC South. Rich, how do we figure out these two losers? Who's going to win this one?
I'm going to go with Falcons. The Falcons are going to be comfortable at home. And also, they are undefeated against games in which they play against their own division. They are 5-0 in their own division. I say they're going to make it 6-0, and they'll pull off the win and head into the playoffs in the horrible NFC South division.
You know what? I would say the Falcons because, you know, that stat right there, 5-0 in their own division, that's a pretty important stat. But you know what? I have a feeling that destiny and fate are just not on my side. They want to see a losing team with a tie make the playoffs just to get me pissed off.
Oh, yeah. You made a proclamation a couple weeks ago that if the Panthers made the playoffs, you would not watch it.
And I think the football gods just have it in for me. I think the Panthers are going to win this one, and I'm going to have to not watch the playoffs.
All right.
JB, how do you feel about this one? Will a losing team with a win with a tie make the playoffs, or will it be the Falcons?
I hope the Carolina Panthers don't make the playoffs, but
yeah, you gotta speak into the microphone.
I think the Carolina Panthers. I'm gonna go with the Carolina Panthers just because I don't think the Atlantic Falcons are
the Atlantic Falcons.
Atlantic Falcons will go perfect through the division. I think that's really hard to do, especially with that bad of a team.
It is tough to go perfect in the division. So you're thinking this is going to be that one stumble loss?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So there we go.
What's the next one?
Next up, we have a battle for the North. The Lions are traveling to fearsome Lambeau to face off against the Green Bay Packers. These two teams, very good this year. Rich, how do you figure out this tough battle?
All right, well, first off, anytime Green Bay is at home, you just got to like them right off the bat. They are just unstoppable at home. But I'm going to say this right now. I watched the way the Lions played that game against the Bears. They played dirty. All right. They were stomping on players in huddles and stuff.
Wow.
After like a fumble. They were trying to get away with hits on the backup quarterback for Chicago. Not even Jay Cutler. Poor backup is in getting mauled. I don't know. There's some bad mojo going on. I'm going with Packers easily.
For a second there, I thought you were going to say the Lions.
No.
The way you're they're playing dirty is going to...
Yeah, I'm saying I don't like it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I don't know if
karma. Karma, bitches.
That's right, karma. I don't know if I believe in the karma,
so I'm multi-religious here on the show.
All right, then.
Let me bring in my Buddhist friend, Jim Bob.
Have you been hitting the eggnog already?
Maybe. All right, what's your pick?
I'm going with Packers, man. Frozen tundra Lambeau Field, got to go with the Packers. I don't know about the bad mojo stuff, but the Packers were one of the early Super Bowl picks, so I'm going to stick with the Packers on this one. JB, how do you figure this one out? Karma?
Are you a Buddhist?
Are you Buddhist?
Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field, I'm going with the Packers.
All right. Everybody loves the home team here. How do we feel about this one, though? It's the last hurrah for the Philadelphia Eagles. Traveling to East Rutherford to face off against the Giants. It's a Sunday 1 o'clock game. I debated putting it in the rundown at all, but I figured we might as well give our birds a last hurrah. Rich, Eagles or Giants?
Giants.
Wow.
Yeah, that sums up. Like I'm just the Eagles are in such a state of free fall that I can't support them right now. Giants.
Well, you know what. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, go F yourselves. I'm picking the Giants. You know what? The Eagles lost 4 out of 5. I've lost all faith in them. They gave a dud against the Redskins and the Cowboys. I'm picking the Giants out of spite, I guess.
All right, what do you got, Bruno?
JB, how do you feel about this one?
Odell Beckham, 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an Eagles lost.
Wow.
Oh, so you gazed into your...
He's also giving fantasy stats, by the way.
Yeah, so pay attention to all those fantasy
Pick
football.
Up Odell Beckham, that's all I'm going to say.
ODB, right?
That's
a
good point.
Is that what you called him?
You're down with ODB.
Yeah. Yep. Not old dirty bastard.
No.
Well, there you go. That is our Fantastic Four picks for the final week of the regular season. I can't believe it's already the end of the season.
Yeah, I can't believe we all picked the Giants, too.
Ugh.
Well, all for different reasons. I picked them purely out of spite. I'm still pissed off.
I picked them because I'm drunk. All right. And that's your Fantastic Four pick for Week 17. All right. Yeah, there you go again.
Nice.
I've been nailing the closing to this.
Yeah, well, you know, we've done it for like 2 years now, so we're really good at it.
Yeah, I should be, I guess.
What's that mean? Maybe you really are drunk. You're like my dad, half a glass of wine.
Yeah, we need to get your dad on here. He was giving me some wine. It was great.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll have some wine later on in the show if the parents decide to come on.
I just realized I don't have any Christmas music.
Oh, you know what? Funny you bring that up, Rich. Because
usually I'm looking for music to fade us out when we go to break, but I actually don't have any Christmas music ready.
That's okay.
I've been so busy this week.
That's okay, because you know what I've been busy doing? Preparing songs for the podcast.
Oh, well, how lucky of us. Please.
Those acting skills were impeccable.
I'll see you next year, guys.
All right, well, what do you got for us close out this segment?
Why don't I serenade us with a beautiful song instead of going on into a break? Are you ready? I clear my throat.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. Oh, there's no show like ours for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how weird your family is, when you pine for the strangeness of a different sort, for the holidays you can't beat our podcast. Entertainment news is happening, too much to cover, with distractions and lots of sidetracks. From opening to closing, they're all over the place. Our verbal skills prolific, gee, we're not very specific. Oh, there's no show like ours for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how weird your family is, when you pine for the strangeness of a different sort, for the holidays you can't beat our podcast. Take a bus, take a train, go and hop an aeroplane. Put the earbuds and the speakers to full blast. For the embers that you raise when you hear our turn of phrase, don't look so aghast. Entertainment news is happening, too much to cover, with distractions and lots of sidetracks. From opening to closing, we're all over the place. Our verbal skills prolific, gee, we're not very specific. Oh, there's no show like ours for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how weird your family is, when you pine for the strangeness of a different sort, for the holidays you can't beat our podcast. For the holidays you can't beat our podcast.
So that was a crazy song, Mike. I can't believe you put together all these crazy songs, and there's still more to come.
There are still more songs to come, so stick around. I can't wait to let everybody hear them.
Yep. In the meantime, while we were playing that song, Bruno had to say goodbye. I think he's actually going to chase Santa.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, Santa couldn't make the trip this year, so we sent out John Bruno to see if he could catch him.
Yeah, we might have to call him with an update, see if he was able to track down Santa.
Yeah, it's a busy work this time of year to track that big red bastard.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Since we were coming off of the heels of that song, where your backup vocals was provided by your mom.
That's right.
Let's get your mom on the show. It's Mrs. Costanza.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's so nice to be back.
So glad you're here, Mrs. Costanza.
She's become almost a regular now.
After
she had her first taste of stardom.
I know. Radical. Now I'm hungry for more.
Yeah. So how are you doing on this fine Christmas week?
Does that sum it all up?
Okay, all right. It's understandable after the Eagles loss and everything, but on top of that, I bet you're cooking the Italian dinner, right?
I am cooking the Italian dinner. I'm up to my elbows in fish.
All right. Well, seven fishes. That's an Italian tradition. Yeah,
seven fishes. Do you want to count more? It always ends up to be more like seven. Yeah.
Whoa. I'm not good at math here. Seven is like the max, okay? All right. If you put out more fishes, I'm just going to be completely lost.
All right.
Okay.
But guess what? You know what? It's not this, I know, having your mom on the show is awesome, but what would make this even more spectacular?
I don't know.
Let's bring back your dad, Mr. Costanzo.
And I've been waiting all week to have a hot dog and a hamburger. No sausages. No sausages. No sausages. Sausages!
Here he is!
We're going to do it the American way. I'm going to get the hot dog right off the grill. It's an American holiday. We're going to have American hamburgers.
Yeah! How are you doing, Mr. Costanzo?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thanks for the introduction.
I'm so happy when I get you on the podcast.
I know. I'm happy to be here. It's good. Very good.
You have your own theme music. You have your own clips.
I'm more famous than I want to be.
Well, it's for a good reason. It's because we all love you here on the podcast.
I know.
Seriously, you won't believe the people that listen to the show. They'll email me, how's he doing? You are a star. I hope you realize that.
It's good. That's good. I'm glad I'm a star. Very good.
You're the only one of us that has intro music.
Yeah. Has their own individual intro. Entrance music.
Okay.
All right.
It's like an everyday occurrence for him.
Yes, he just walks into a room and the music
plays. Yeah, that's what happens every day at work. That's no big deal.
Yep.
I wish.
I think everybody wishes they had intro music.
We'll follow you with a boombox when you walk into work. you might be wondering why I've brought your parents here onto the show, Mike.
Yeah, why are they here sitting at the recording table in my dining room?
Well, because it's the holidays, and lately, the last couple holidays, we've played games.
Oh, that's right. On Halloween, we played Trick or Treat.
Uh-huh.
And then on Thanksgiving, we played whatever we called it.
Yeah, whatever we called it.
Stuffing and mashed potatoes, I think
it
was.
Right, yeah, that's what we called it. Well, guess what? We're going to do the same thing with this. It's time to play Jingle Balls.
Yeah.
That's my updated sound effect.
You know what's funny is that Rick Murarkey, who played the Thanksgiving game with us, he said we don't have a buzzer.
Yeah. Well, now we got this. Woo! We upgraded.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, we upgraded.
Yeah. All right.
Is that for wrong answers or right answers?
Right answer, I imagine, would be the happy one, and the wrong answer would be the buzzer.
Yeah. Okay.
You almost sound like the guy in Breaking Bad, though. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh.
What's it? I can't. It's not Gus. I was thinking it's not Gus. It's the other. Yeah, the other guy in the wheelchair.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he's also in Scarface, by the way. Check it out.
Really?
Yeah.
If you get
bored,
is he a bad guy in that too?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Yep.
Okay. So anyway, let's get all back to Jingle Balls.
All right.
So for those that may be new to the podcast, whenever we play a game like this, I have a couple of Family Feud style questions relating to the holiday. I'll give you both a chance to answer the question. Whoever has the most popular answer between the two of you gets to pick from our crispy noodle coffee mug an embarrassing question that the other person must answer. All right. Are you down for this?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
He's excited.
Yeah.
All right.
He's ready to go.
Okay, well, let's get rolling then.
All right.
Should we get for the first question then?
Yes, and I think my dad should get to answer the first one because my mom has been.
Yeah, you're a veteran at this
yes,
now.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is your second attempt at this.
Yeah.
All right.
Attempt is right.
It's always an attempt here on the show. Yeah. We
we try our hardest.
Yep. All right. So, Mr. Costanzo, you get the first honors. Sausages! And instead of celebratory sausages, why not? You ready for the first question?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So, Christmas, one of the first things you notice is the Christmas songs. They play right off the, you know, literally the day after Thanksgiving, it starts blaring, right?
24/7, that's right.
Yep. So, name a Christmas song that you know most of the words to.
And remember,
has to be what most people would say, right?
Yeah, this is Family Feud, yeah. So,
I would say Jingle Bells.
Okay. You are on the board.
I was going to say White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Okay.
That is on the board as well.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Who's got the top answer?
White Christmas had 12 people online say that. But Jingle Bells, 46 people,
wow.
The number one answer. All right, starting off strong with Jingle Bells.
Okay.
All right, so now you get to pick from the Crispy Noodle mug an embarrassing question that you must ask Mrs. Costanzo, and we will see what it is. All right, is it approved?
Yes, it is approved. I'm the official question
approver.
Yeah,
that's what Mike's doing. Mike is the official approver of questions.
So go ahead, read that out, and Mom's got to answer it.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I didn't get this question.
What makes you think I'm going to be happy about it?
No, you can do this. What's the most embarrassing song you belted out in your car? Give a rendition of it.
Most embarrassing song.
Yeah. There's a lot to choose from, right?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Okay, how about this one?
All right.
I don't know about if it's embarrassing. By embarrassing means it has to be a dumb song.
It doesn't
just
have to be a dumb song.
Yeah, just something you find embarrassing.
Something you would find embarrassing.
Well,
I know which one it could be.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead. Tell me which one.
But I'm not singing it.
No, you don't have to sing it.
You're right.
Just tell me.
The House of the Rising Sun.
Yo, yeah, you love a little Leanne.
That's his song.
Oh, that's his song. Oh, okay.
That's not what I would say.
There is a house of Costanzo.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruins of many a poor boy.
And Lord, I know I'm one.
Yeah. There you go. You didn't even have to sing on that one, and you jumped in.
Wow. He showed me up on that
one.
Yeah. Wow. Bonus point to my dad.
Yeah. I think that's 2 points for your dad there. Because I never had a challenge that got stolen. So
I know. He snatched it out of my mom's grasp like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't have her say that she was a boy and it went wrong. That wouldn't be good.
All right. Well, there you go. That's how the game works. You guys feeling it now?
Yep.
All right. The next question will go to you, Mrs. Costanzo.
Okay.
Well, another popular song is the 12 Days of Christmas. Everyone loves to do the round of it. Well, here you go, right off the top of your head. Name a bird that's in the 12 Days of Christmas.
Calling bird.
Okay.
Okay.
Dad, name a bird in the 12 Days of Christmas.
A partridge in a pear tree.
Okay. What was your answer again?
4 collie birds.
Collie birds.
We're calling birds, which they mistakenly say.
Okay.
Wait, it's not calling birds?
No.
What is it?
What is it?
Collie birds.
Collie?
C-O-L-L-Y.
Like the dog's
C-O-L-L-Y.
Hmm.
Today I learned.
Yeah, there you go. Something new every day. I do not.
French hens. Forget about
that. now you're coming up with
the answers. You can't just name all the birds, Mom. You got your birds. All right?
All right. Well, unfortunately, calling birds was not on the list.
No.
Your French hen was number 3. But Mr. Costanzo Partridge, number two. 32 people said it. So, good job
there.
Which
one was the first one?
The number one was Turtle Doves.
Oh, okay.
58 people knew that.
It would have been really cool if the first one had been a partridge in a pear tree. The second option had been Turtle Doves.
Oh,
you see where I'm going?
In the same order.
Three, yeah, exactly.
Well, no, apparently people love the Turtle Doves.
Apparently, yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
So again.
My dad gets to pick another question out of the Crispy Noodle question mug.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, this is going to be a good one. This is a one.
Is it approved by Mike?
It is approved.
Okay. Ooh. What do we got for Mrs. Costanzo for question number two in Jingle Balls?
Okay. What's the most embarrassing thing you've seen the other player do? Recall the entire story. Oh my God.
So you have to recall something really embarrassing that Mr. Costanzo did.
This sounds like punishment for winning.
Oh, I can't do this on the air.
Aww.
No, embarrassing. Well, actually, he didn't do it, but something really embarrassing happened to him.
Okay, that's
I think
all right.
He knows what I'm talking about.
I'm not going to say, because there's so many things. I might say the really most embarrassing thing.
Oh, you mean the one with the llama? What? Yeah.
And it just leads into that. The one when my sister came over to the house?
Oh, no. My God.
What, all right, now you have to tell it. What is it?
Go ahead.
Well, anyway, one day my sister stopped in the house, and she came bursting into the house, and this is when the kids were small, and she thought John Bruno was in the bathroom toilet training, but it was my husband. She opened the door on him, and he's going, "Ah, what are you doing?" She screamed.
So your sister caught Mr. Costanzo on the toilet. That's awesome.
I did what any brave man would do. I screamed.
Did you have a newspaper in your arsenal? Or
no?
No, I couldn't even hide.
I don't know who screamed louder, either he or my sister. It was.
But you know, this is actually a thing with her, is that she's done it a couple times, though.
Wait, yes. What?
To different people, yeah.
Storming into the bathroom?
Yes. You know what? She did it another time, and because she did it on the first floor, she thought she ran to the bathroom upstairs.
The same thing happened?
Yes.
How do you catch him in the bathroom twice?
Different bathrooms.
Why is she so impatient when it comes to the toilet?
I don't know. That's a good question. I will ask her on Christmas Eve.
Yes. On behalf of the Crispy Noodle Podcast, we need to know why she is so impatient with the bathroom.
You gotta go, right?
Man.
Unfortunately, it's always my dad on the butt end of
these.
How many
times has she caught you in the bathroom?
The butt end.
Damn.
I think it's just that those two times.
Twice is enough.
Twice is enough. All right. That's the right answer.
Well, yeah, folks, if you feel like you have an embarrassing family, look at that right there, all right? You haven't been caught on the toilet twice by your sister-in-law, would it be?
Yes.
Wow. That's... All right.
Oh, my.
Interesting.
All right.
All right. More embarrassing questions.
Well, let's see. Maybe the tables will turn. We got another question, and control goes back to Mr. Costanzo. Well, Christmas, you know, it's for the kids. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, you got to love it when the kids enjoy it. And
Santa Claus and cookies and
right.
It's good stuff.
But, you know, sometimes the presents aren't exactly up to snuff, right? You know? So the question is, Mr. Costanzo, name a gift that little kids hate to get for Christmas.
Think back to when you were a kid many years ago.
Well, it's usually something that they don't want or they didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, I would say clothes.
Okay, clothes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And what do you say, Mrs. Costanzo?
What they always complain about, underwear.
Oh, so we're getting a specific article of clothes.
Yeah, they really don't like to get underwear. And I know my sister is one of those people who does that.
Okay, I'm gonna say that falls in the same realm of clothes.
Oh, so it can't be clothes. All right. Books.
See, I'm a reader. I never had that problem.
Yeah, I know. Me neither. But.
All right. Well, I'm going to give both of you guys congratulations on this one. You both got the number one and the number two answers on this. Yeah. But between the two of you, clothes was the number one answer. 70 people said clothes. But books, number two.
I know. That's surprising.
And then fruitcake or food.
Who gives a kid fruitcake?
I know. What
and
kind
who
of
gives
household?
A kid food, really? Yeah. Unless it's candy.
Yeah.
I have to double check with my partner in crime over here.
That's up to you. That's your call.
If you guys have that's double
a your
check,
call.
I don't think I want this question.
How do you feel about asking that?
That's
one?
A your call question.
Yeah. How do you feel about it?
No.
I wish we had video.
No.
Okay. All right. Pick another one. Pick another one. He really wants to know now.
All right, here you go. We're getting it through our authoritative feed, Michael Costanzo.
Right. Okay, this will be an interesting one, I think.
Playing jingle balls here.
Mom, you're dying over here.
I know.
Yeah, well,
Dad's just killing you.
Yeah,
I know.
She's getting all the
Who knew he was so
answers.
Good at playing games?
He didn't even want to come on the show. And now he's just like...
Yeah, he's killing
He's just going to clean up now.
Okay, here's the question. What's the worst pickup line you've ever used or has ever been used on you?
All right.
Okay. This is fair because I've done this.
Oh, you've done this?
Wow.
I've done this. I've done a pickup line.
Ooh, all right.
And it was, I was asking somebody out. I was asking a guy out. So I just kind of said.
And was it Mr. Costanzo?
No, it wasn't Mr. Costanzo. All right. This was in my younger days.
Okay.
And I said, sometimes a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do. How would you like to go with me? But the first part of it, a woman's got to do what a woman's got to do.
And then,
dot, dot, dot,
we should go out on a date?
Right.
Okay.
Are you buzzed today?
I mean, I just don't see a connection, you know, responsibility. Then let's go out on a date? What? I mean, no, that's fine. You know,
that was
all right. How about the weirdest one used on you? Have you ever had a really weird pickup line used on you?
Nothing comes to my mind.
Okay,
at all. All
right. Hmm. At least you put an answer for the given
I mean,
one.
I mean,
so.
I know what I did.
Woman's got to do what a woman's got to do.
Want to go out?
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you out.
Yeah, that's as good as any other one, right?
Try that at the bar this weekend. See if it works.
Everyone give it a shot, yeah.
Yeah, and let us know.
You could always...
Well, you have to remember, this wasn't a time when women did not ask men out.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to go out with this guy, so I just went and said, you know, a woman's got to do what a woman's going to do, and I'm going to ask you to go out.
There you
and
go.
And he said yes.
I think that's right. Good.
Good for you, honey.
Yeah.
You flirt on that man.
I like that.
See that? What he's doing is he's building up points now so she'll go easy on him when she gets to pick a question.
Oh, when the tables turn.
Yeah, when the tables turn.
Okay. Speaking of the tables turning, let's get to our next question.
That's never going to happen. I'm going to win all of them.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow.
Proclamation.
Trash talking already.
All right, well, this question, you get the first crack at, Mrs. Costanzo.
Okay.
Again, we'll stay with the kids' theme. But at some point, the kids should start buying presents for their parents. You know, come on.
Yeah.
Have those little bastards chip in.
Is that what you're going to say to your kids? Come on, little bastards.
Yeah, come on.
Buy me a tie.
Yeah. Tell me the age at which kids should start buying their parents' Christmas gifts.
Sorry.
Oh. Not buying the presents.
Well, yeah. I've always encouraged my kids to buy presents for their dad when they were very young. We'd go out together shopping and pick out something.
Do you remember when we were young, we used to go to the dollar store and pick out little trinkets for a dollar each for everyone? That was fun.
That was fun.
Those are the good old days of cheap gifts, right?
And it was teaching them, you know, that it's in the giving that's better. But at what age are you asking would you encourage a child to go out and buy gifts when they're old enough and have money of their own to
like
buy
a
gifts?
Legit gift, too.
Like a legit gift? Well, I guess it's when they first start working. So I would say anywhere between the ages of 14 and 16.
Oh, okay. What specifically?
Well, let's say 16, because most kids will start working at 16 and have money of their own.
All right.
That's a fair answer.
Mr. Costanzo, what do you say?
I would say maybe a younger age. Because I would say maybe the parents would give the kids some money to buy a present. So I would say 10.
All right. Well, 16 was on the board. Nice one. But it was the number 4 answer.
Ooh.
Mr. Costanza's killing it. Number 1 answer, 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this game rigged or something?
I think it's rigged. I think Rich just wants Frank to win.
Well, yeah, you know what? Mr. Costanza did give me wine earlier. That maybe he...
Oh, that's what it is.
I think you took a peek at my questions while you were getting me drunk.
Now, come on.
How could you have used me like that, Mr. Costanza?
My answer is more legitimate. Him, his parents had to give them money. What's that? That's not a gift, then, from the kid.
Oh, this is sort of a given. I don't know, though.
Well, it's okay if it's an easy one. That's fine.
He's afraid for when the tables do turn. Right. Yeah.
There's only one answer to this.
Well, we'll see, Dad. We'll see.
Name any person you would be stranded on an island with, and why that person.
Okay, you can only choose one person.
That's tough. Might I remind you, as with the last game, your firstborn son is sitting right here. Teddy Roosevelt. No?
That would be interesting.
It would be interesting, yeah.
No, I'd want somebody that's more of a character. And I think, are you thinking of who I'm thinking?
What? I'm thinking you're thinking of me, but...
That's a pickup line.
Yeah. I'm thinking you're thinking of me.
I'm hoping it would be me, but...
Well, I guess it's
that's like Rocky. That's like Rocky flirting, you know? I don't know about you, but I think you're flirting with me. And,
I am the law!
He is the law.
Nothing is over!
Well...
Nothing! You just don't turn it off!
You just don't turn it off!
All right, well...
I know who this is going to be.
I mean, you could be a heartbreak. You walk down the street breaking hearts the way you're looking. Very sharp. Well,
very sharp.
No, not Rocky.
Okay.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I know who it is.
Who?
Captain Jean-Luc Picard, USS Enterprise.
No,
Captain...
actually, no?
My mom has a thing for Captain Picard.
Yes,
really?
I do. But
what about him?
I just really think he's sexy.
Wow.
Oh, all right. Damn.
But
you have a thing for bald guys, don't you?
Yes, I do. That's why my husband's bald.
He had luscious locks until about like 15 years ago.
And then he had to get it removed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she's into.
Laser removal. Yeah. It was a shame.
All right. So, yeah. Who's the lucky person getting stranded with you on an island?
I was going to say Johnny Depp.
Oh, really? Okay.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, second to my husband.
Well, where do your children fall on this list?
Just far as away as possible.
Me and John Bruno don't even register.
Get them as far as away as I can. Hell, this actually sounds like a good vacation idea next year.
Yeah, she's already booking it. She's on her phone typing in.
Yeah.
Island vacation with Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He's a weird character.
Okay.
That would make it interesting.
All right, let's get to the next question here. Another big part of Christmas is the decorations. You know, you guys were putting them up right after Thanksgiving, right?
I did put some up. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, then, whose turn is it? It's Mr. Costanzo's turn, I think?
Yeah, I think
so.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Costanzo, start off. Name a decoration that people put outside their house at Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
I could do this with my hand tied behind my back.
You could. That doesn't give you any advantage in this. You're just talking. Now, if you had like a plug in your mouth, you're like, that would be a disadvantage.
Well, I could be like Rush Limbaugh and say, I'll do this with half my brain tied behind my back. What was the question?
Oh, yeah, there you go. You lost the question, yeah.
No.
He forfeited. It's my turn.
Yeah. Look at that. Bragging all this time
after
and
all
you
that
forgot
trash
the question.
Talk, yeah.
Here, maybe this will refresh you.
Thunders!
Will that help you?
No, I remember it now.
Okay.
It's...
Thunders!
Christmas lights.
All right, okay. Christmas lights. What's your answer?
Well, since the number one answer was taken, I'll give the number two a wreath.
Yep, you guys did it again. Another one-two sweep. The number one answer was lights. Yep. You, But I'll tell you what, that one was really close. That was 36 to 33 people said that.
That is really close.
So it would have been funny if he'd picked the number two.
Yeah. I'm just amazed that they keep on getting number one and number two.
We need to start rigging this so that your mom starts winning them.
Yeah, I know. Really, my dad has a small pile of of questions over here next to him.
He has his victories littering our table right now.
Yeah, his trophies over there.
This is karma, because last time I wiped up Michael.
Oh, yeah. Wow. There you go. Karma, I'm telling you. Yeah. That's why the Lions are going to get knocked out of the playoffs this year.
Bringing it back to football.
Yep. Exactly.
Sure this makes sense, but I'll read it. It says, what's the worst thing about being a man slash woman?
So what's the worst
thing? Okay, so what's the worst thing about being a woman? What would you say is the number one thing that sucks being a woman?
Everybody thinks it's your job at home to do everything. The cleaning, the washing, the cooking.
Do you think there's some subtle hints in here, Dad? Directed towards the two of us? I guess that's a yes. Well, I guess it's over now because we got to go do the dishes, Dad.
Yeah, apparently.
I just found out tonight that I'm the sous chef.
Oh, you are?
Let me tell you, the sous chef doesn't do anything but wash dishes and cleans up.
So you wanted to be actually cooking. You didn't want to wash.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. You might want to join some feminist movements. You know, they could.
Yeah, with her pickup lines and her.
That could help you. Yeah, you.
A woman's got to do what she's got to do, unless it's in the home. Apparently,
that could be the new slogan. You know? Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, they'll help you women's rights and stuff.
Oh, I wish somebody would just give me a job.
Fight the man. All right.
Yeah. Men got it easy.
I gotta admit, that's kind of true.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Let's move away from gender issues.
Yeah.
And let's get to the last question I have here. And this one goes to your mom. Come on.
Okay.
No.
I'm hit to the fight.
Yeah.
Got it. This is the last
shutout.
This is the last one. You're going to get it. I can feel it.
All right. Well, this one is for the adults. All right. We've screw the kids. We've been talking about the kids enough this whole time. How about this? Let's name one thing adults are looking forward to at Christmas time. One thing adults are looking forward to at Christmas time.
Well, I know what I'm looking forward to, and that's the day after Christmas. When it's all over.
So the actual act of it being over.
Yes, because then I can rest.
Okay.
It's, you know, the 7 days, and then you get the rest.
So your favorite thing about Christmas is December 26th?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
I know that's no answer on there, so I have no idea. What do I look forward to? What do adults look forward to at Christmas time? Family. Being around family.
Okay, family. All right, Mr. Costanzo, for the sweep. I can't believe this. Yeah, this is going to be a sweep if he gets this right.
No pressure.
Well, the thing that I look forward to is not going to be my answer. Because I look forward to a
Christmas.
That too.
I had to.
Couldn't resist.
No, I was just begging for it.
I was going to say this isn't going to be my answer. I was look forward to a Christmas bonus.
Oh.
But I think most people would say giving presents to their children and watching the joy on their face.
Oh.
Okay.
It's a good answer.
Very noble. And guess what? The nobility actually is correct. He gets the sweep.
Wow.
Yep. Giving presents was the number one answer. 29 people said that. You were right too, family, but it only came in at number 5. Apparently family's not really that big of a deal.
Well, who are you giving gifts to then?
Family's
not important. I guess you're giving gifts to everybody.
People
else.
I don't know. All right, here you go. As a result, another question you have to answer because of the sweep.
Oh, all right. When was the last time you slapped somebody?
An actual slap, like not
real back and just
yeah,
bam.
Like not being not like euphemisms or like I want to hit that guy. No, like you actually decided to slap somebody.
I can't remember any time she ever did that.
But maybe she does. I gotta imagine you're a very fiery woman. Like you know, you,
yeah. Tell me about it.
Wait, Mike.
It was me, probably me.
Wait, a slap doesn't necessarily have to be in the face. It could be, you could smack a child for being bad.
Yeah.
Have you smacked any children,
smacked Mike? Yeah, you smacked Mike. Come on.
Yeah, and that would have been like 20-some years ago, I guess.
Yeah. She used to hit me with the wooden spoon.
It was 20 hours ago.
Yeah, it was just earlier today, yeah.
You clean up the table.
I wanted a cookie, and I pulled out the chair to get up on top of the counter and get
Give me my juice box! I need my juice box! I said, give me it now.
Yeah, we're all kids. We're all kids at heart. You know, I just wanted a nice little juice box, a cookie. That's all I wanted. Hit me right off the counter, swatted me like a fly. Yeah.
Slam.
All right, so what's the last time you actually slapped somebody?
It was probably a smack on the behind, probably about 20-some years ago. Yeah.
Was it to Mike or Bruno?
Both of us, probably.
Because they were always getting at it.
That's why Bruno's not here.
Yeah, yeah. Or else we would have been in fisticuffs right now.
Though I have to admit, they really didn't fight that often, and when they did, I did not hit them for that. Never, never. It had to be something.
It was always
really
for, like, putting a hole in the wall or something dumb like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were rambunctious
little
kids.
That was really a long
kids.
Time ago. Yeah. That was really a long time ago.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? Mr. Costanzo's had all the fun. I know he had a sweep, and he can enjoy it, but you know what? It's time for him to get a question.
Yeah, it is.
So here you go. Mrs. Costanzo, get some revenge. Ask an embarrassing question for Mr. Costanzo.
Would you ever make an opposite gender clone of yourself? Why or why not?
Opposite gender clone?
Yeah.
He's running through all the possibilities.
So a Francesca Costanzo.
Yeah, Francesca Costanzo.
And I've been waiting all week to have a hot dog and a hamburger.
You mean if I was a scientist and I could make an opposite gender clone?
You could make a woman version of yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean...
go on, Dad. What would be the benefits of an opposite gender clone?
Well, just to say that you could do it. I mean, just to have a female version of yourself.
So it's purely scientific?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be really cool.
Would you say anything to your clone?
You really would like to be a woman?
No, I would like to make...
There's the truth of the matter.
No. He wouldn't be a woman. He would have a clone of a woman version of himself.
Yeah, I would be a scientist making a clone of me, but it would be a woman.
Yes.
And, well I don't know.
What would you say to her?
How you doing?
How you doing?
No sausages. No sausages. No. No sausages. Sausages.
That is a perfect response.
Yep. There you go. No
sausage. No literally.
That's exactly what I would say.
Oh my God. Oh, well, there you go, folks. That has been Jingle Balls. I would like to thank Mrs. Costanzo and Mr. Costanzo for putting up with this wacky game. Mr. Costanzo with the sweep, coming in as a newbie into this game.
I can't,
sweeping the veteran.
I can't believe it. It was amazing.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be on the show.
Yeah.
We loved having you.
Yeah, don't be a stranger. We need more of you on the show.
Okay, I'll do it.
All right. He's very like, okay. Committal.
Very, very passionate about his work here on the podcast. No, seriously, thank you guys for coming on
thank
the show.
You both.
You're welcome.
And Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas to you and to all of our Crispy Noodle listeners.
Yeah. They got that in before us.
Yeah, they did. It's
That's
like
not good.
Over. You know what?
Sorry.
All right, goodbye.
Headphones
are coming off.
I'm gonna take a couple more shots of that wine and that brandy you got back there. You guys can take over the show. All right.
We've got plenty of wine.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Rich? I think maybe we could hit the wine during the break. What do you think?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, let's do that. And in the meantime, we'll also get ready for our best of the if I can remember it correctly, the non-fortune cookie odd news. I'm already drunk. I'm already getting
Yeah, you are. You don't need any more wine.
Yeah. But no, coming up, we will be doing a best of the non-fortune cookie odd news of 2014. It is hilarious.
Yes.
Some of the craziest, most outrageous stories that came across our odd news desk in 2014. So do not go anywhere. More of the Christmas special of the Chris Munro Podcast still to come. We'll be right back.
The Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Did you hear this?
Authorities in New Zealand have announced they seized a haul of imported moist towelettes that they believe were soaked in over a gallon of liquid meth.
That's really weird.
Yep. Apparently, this is the new way of trying to get meth into different parts of the country in New Zealand. Investigators said that two Taiwanese nationals were arrested and charged with the importation of a Class A controlled drug and conspiracy to supply a Class A controlled drug.
No, I want to hear more about controlled drugs.
See, what you do is you dump the meth in the moist towelettes, and then you wrap the moist towelettes around the egg, and then you make scrambled eggs.
Ooh, meth egg.
Yeah, meth egg.
Oh, man. Mm. Do they serve that at IHOP? You just go in and you say, can I have a
meth egg?
A short stack?
Meth egg.
What a side of meth egg?
Meth egg. All the meth
egg. Meth egg phenamines.
You know what it is. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. It's getting the end of the year. I'm messing up basic words now.
Yeah. A was only a letter.
Yeah,
it was, you weren't even messing up words; just a letter.
Yep. And if you want to have a little more spice in your breakfast, order the methag.
Methag, yeah.
Scrambled methag.
Yeah. Can you get them sunny side up? Because I like to dip my toast in the meth. It's delicious. Mm.
Yeah.
You don't like to dip your toast in the meth?
In the meth.
Yeah.
There you go.
You sop up all the extra meth with the some
meth
toast.
Toast.
Meth toast.
Meth toast. I'm gonna have the matos.
That just sounds awkward.
The matos. IHOM. International House of Meth.
That would do some business.
Check out thecrispynoodle.com.
Yeah, we are back here on the Christmas special that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast for this time of the year.
Oh, man. I love this special.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, you're pretty much like the head honcho on this one. I pretty much just give total control to you on this between the songs, the musical choices. The only thing I really did was the game between you and your parents in that last bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Christmas is, it's a fun time. I figure we got to pull out all the stops, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So our next segment is usually the non-fortune cookie odd news. But, you know, we kind of figure it's Christmas. There's not really a whole lot of new news going down this time of the year. But
that means you won't get no odd news.
Right. Instead, we're going to give you the best of the best that was the odd news in 2014.
Second Lieutenant Jake Jensen, West Point, graduate with honors. We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
Boy, Captain America over here. The best of the best of the best, sir. Yeah, with honors. You know, he's just really excited and he has no clue why we're here.
Yep, just like some of the people featured in this segment, a lot of people didn't know why they were in these stories.
Yeah.
But they are the best of the best of the odd news in 2014.
That's right. And you know what's great about the odd news is that it's one of my favorite segments, but also, you know, everyone enjoys this segment, especially my mom. And I have to admit, she was so excited when she heard that we were doing the best of the best odd news for 2014 that she actually sung an entire song about it. Can you believe
about
that?
About the odd news?
Yes, about the odd news.
Wow.
Can you believe that? That's crazy.
All right. And she did it before the show, I guess, because I didn't hear her sing this.
Yeah, she went off into a corner and she sang her song. So I've got it all ready for you guys to listen to.
All right.
So
this is it. This is it. Our official introduction into the best odd news stories that we featured in the non-Fortune Cookie Odd News for 2014.
Yes, this is my mom's, I don't know what you want to call it, serenade to odd news.
All right, let's take it away.
I want a bit of odd news for Christmas. Only a bit of odd news will do. Don't want sports or movie trivia. I want a bit of odd news stories from Floridia. I want a bit of odd news for Christmas. I don't think Rich and Mike will mind to you. Some drunk guy will move, another will be blue. They'll make up some excuse, so that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, open iTunes with flair. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a new podcast downloaded there. I want a bit of odd news for Christmas. Only a bit of odd news will do. No serious stuff, no global politics. I only like odd news that ticks. And listen to odd news is what I do. And Mike just say, freaking screw it. These odd story news make me LOL. Make fun of them and think of them and say I'm going to hell. I can see me now on Christmas morning listening to the cast. Oh, what joy. Surprise when I listen to these guys, grown-up people hiding low upside their ass. I want a bit of odd news for Christmas. Only a bit of odd news will do. No serious stuff or economic strategy. I only like odd news tragedy. And listen to odd news is what I do.
Great. Wow. Mrs. Costanza coming through with the song.
Yeah, she was just so excited to hear about the odd news, the best of the odd news. She just had to let it all out.
I'm so glad that she remembered in the lyrics, listen to these guys groan at people hiding blow upside their ass. Boy, that is a common theme in our odd news, and she integrated that into the song. Bravo.
Yeah, I got a pistol up my ass.
Yeah.
Lots perfect. Of people are sticking things up their butts in in the odd news.
Yep. But let's get to it.
Yeah, let's do it. No more lollygagging around. It's time for the official best of the best odd news of 2014.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders. Go to the bathroom because you're in for a hell of a ride.
In your face! Ha ha!
That's right. These stories from the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News are the most in-your-face stories of 2014.
Yep, it's time. I'm
so ready for this.
And going over the list made me laugh. Just even thinking about the stories.
I know.
Secondhand. Just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh out loud. That's yes. What I meant to say.
LOL.
LOL.
LOL. LOL. Yeah. They just bring up so many great memories of I don't know. They're just very special stories, yeah. I think. You know, they touched us, Rich.
We've grouped them into little segments.
Yeah,
here.
I guess you could say that. As much as we could group. Yeah, the randomness
these
that
crazy
is
crazy stories.
Yeah. For this first group, sometimes the people in the odd news, they face a little bit of an identity crisis, you know, and those are some of the funniest, I think, when you have these strange characters in the Odd News, right?
Right.
And these are some of the stories that we picked out that featured some of the strangest characters we've ever heard of. So how do we want to kick this off? Should we start with...
Yeah, let's start it.
Let's just start with one of my personal favorites, when, I guess, two types of food combine to make a person. We have Cherry's Waffles from episode 78.
She may have had a brush with the law, but her name makes her sound pretty sweet.
Oh, gosh.
This 19-year-old was arrested after allegedly making fraudulent purchases at surf shops in Jupiter, Florida. Police say that the girl, along with 19-year-old friends, purchased a $400 spear gun and a GoPro camera.
What were they planning on doing?
I don't know. But that's what they want to do.
Why? That, okay.
They tried to purchase a $400 spear gun and a GoPro camera.
A swivel chair, a typewriter, and a box of donuts.
Well, they tried to put it on a credit card that ended up being declined because her name was Cherry's Waffles Tennis.
What? No.
Yep.
Are you serious? Cherry's Waffles Tennis?
And here's the kicker.
Okay.
The credit card is fraudulent. It is not set up. It wasn't set up with the proper name. But the 19-year-old girl, that is her legal name.
I feel so bad for her. Yo, Waffles.
Yo, Cherries.
Yo, Cherries. Oh, my gosh.
Cherries, Waffles, Tennis.
Tennis?
Yeah. What?
His last name is Tennis. Just my like, last name is Baseball. Why not?
I'm Mr. Golf.
Oh, man. I don't. What were her parents thinking? Like, I love cherries. I love waffles. I love tennis. We'll call.
Say the goddamn f***ing words.
Oh.
Say the goddamn f***ing words.
Oh.
Did the mother think she was at a restaurant instead of the hospital? I'll have the waffles with the cherries.
Boy,
okay.
That's a lot of drugs to be on.
Your baby's name is now Cherry's Waffles? Why are they all plural?
Yeah. Is she representing the cherry syndicate here? Like,
it's very odd to like a first name be...
It
is Cherry's, right?
Yeah, Cherry's Waffles Tennis. It just ends. Tennis. Like,
tennis. Is it spelled like actual... like
yes.
Sport? Jeez, are you kidding me?
No, right there. That's her real name.
Cherry's Waffles Tennis. Oh, my God.
You know what the worst part is?
Everything.
Yes.
I mean, besides the fact that a 19-year-old girl named Cherry's Waffles the Tennis was buying, for some reason, a spear gun and a camera. Which makes me think, what were they planning?
I don't know.
But what is, in your opinion, the worst part of this story that hasn't been read yet?
That if it wasn't for the fact she had such a weird name, she probably would have got away with it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the fact that on the credit card it says Cherry's Waffles Tennis, they're like, let me double check this credit card here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dinosaur Video Game Cloud. Like, why... Oh, my gosh. She can legally get her name changed, though, can't
now
she?
Now she can. She's 19, yeah.
Yeah, she's 19. So that would be, you know, ahead of buying a spear gun, that would be, like, the top of my priorities list. Changing your name from Cherry's Waffles Tennis.
Say the goddamn f***ing words!
Oh, anything is better. Cameo Crispy was better
yeah.
than Cherry's Waffles. I want to forget her last name because the first part is what cracks me up. Cherry's Waffles. It's like two foods.
And then tennis.
No creativity, Rich. No creativity. Food, sport.
Yep. My name is Chocolate Donut Golf.
Chocolate Donut Golf.
How you doing?
How you doing, Chocolate Donut Golf? My name is Pizza Taco Football.
There you go.
It's as simple as that, guys.
Yep,
just,
there we go.
If you want to name your kids, just pick out your two favorite foods and your favorite sport.
Apparently. That's how they do it in Florida.
Yeah.
It's Florida, and they're crazy. The girl, along with her 19-year-old friends, have been booked into jail on fraud charges.
I still want to find out what the hell they were planning with a spear gun.
And a GoPro camera.
And a GoPro camera. Doesn't that worry you in the least?
Yeah, I don't know why you're going for a spear gun.
Why do they need to videotape it? What are they planning on doing with it?
I guess getting some whales? I don't know. What do they got in Florida? I don't know.
Cherry's Waffles Tennis is hunting Moby Dick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, man.
What the hell do you have in Florida? I don't know.
Yosuri Batman, episode 79. Two costume characters in New York City's Times Square were arrested on Saturday night. Because the two characters were doing what costume heroes do these days. They were hustling for tips on a street corner in exchange for photos. When the two disputed over some name-calling, the New York Post reports that Spider-Man, which is really 35-year-old Abdel Elzeki.
You mean Peter Parker.
Yes, or Peter Parker.
Okay.
Allegedly grabbed Batman, which is really 41-year-old Jose Escalante Martinez.
I think you mean Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
This is Spanish Batman. Ay, caramba. Ay, caramba, Robin. It's El Joker.
Yo soy Batman.
Yes.
Yo soy Batman. Me amo Batman.
Oh, my God.
That's all he says.
Me llamo Batman. Tu se llama? Me llamo Spider-Man.
Why do I know? That's the only thing I know in Spanish is me llama, my name. Does that mean my name?
Me llamo or something.
I think it's... Me llama? Me llama?
That's horrible in Spanish, right?
I remember.
No! No funciona internet. Que te va a hacer pupita.
There we go. We needed this.
That's actually a live recording from Spider-Man and Spanish Spider-Man and Batman fighting. Were they both Spanish?
Or
Hispanic.
Batman definitely is.
Okay.
I don't think Spider-Man is. Abdel Elkazi?
Okay.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But definitely Batman.
Yeah.
Que te va a hacer pupita.
Instead of a bat tumbler or a batmobile, he's got a bat horse.
A bat horse?
Que te va a hacer pupita.
That's what happens when he pushes it into hyperdrive.
I'm going to start up the most powerful car engine in the world.
Que te va a hacer pupita.
Okay, so wait, what actually happened?
Right,
we got a little off track.
All right, here's what actually happened.
Okay.
The New York Post reports that Spider-Man allegedly grabbed Batman from behind and said, I'm going to F you up, Batman. Take that.
So who won?
I'm Batman.
There you go.
We need to record a Spanish version of that now.
Yo soy Batman.
So what happened though? This is a big rivalry, Rich, because I'm the Marvel Spider-Man guy and you're the Batman DC guy. So who won the Royal Rumble between the superheroes?
All right. After the proclamation, Batman allegedly grabbed Spider-Man on the rear.
What? Wait a second. This doesn't sound like a fight anymore.
I'm reading the report here, all right?
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Oh, baby, you're in trouble. Into the dungeon you go.
So glad we got to use those new clips.
Yeah, I'm just reading the story as it is.
You know, the thing is, Spider-Man said, I'm going to F you up, Batman. Now, we all think that means, you know, something like I'm going to fight you, but it could mean a more literal definition.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
I know it's something to do with sex.
So Batman lustily grabbed Spider-Man's ass.
All right.
And what happened then?
All right.
All of a sudden, this is becoming.
I'm just reading the report. You're making the references.
This is becoming erotic fan fiction.
All right. Well, then Batman allegedly grabbed Spider-Man on the rear. His spidey sense clearly tingling.
This really is sounding like erotic fan fiction, Rich. What did you print out? Where do you get your odd news from? Fanfiction.org/.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
You didn't realize that when you originally read the story, did you?
No.
Okay.
His spider sense clearly tingling. Spider-Man allegedly then sprayed Batman with the fake webbing that he comes with, which is really a prop silly string.
Still sounds bad. All right.
Soon enough, punches were then thrown.
Okay, there we go.
To answer your question, Spider-Man got the worst of it as he was reportedly socked in the face and chest.
Ooh. Even with his silly string webbing? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that didn't really help him.
That Batman was taking steroids is what it was. Nobody can get through silly string webbing.
Now, here's something we're going to have to explain.
Okay.
A rival Spider-Man...
Oh, this is the ultimate universe.
Yeah,
then.
I guess this is the ultimate universe, the ultimate Spider-Man.
I guess so.
He happened to be on the scene and was an eyewitness.
Did he jump in and help his fellow Spider-Man?
No, he was just an eyewitness.
Oh, he jumped in and helped Batman.
Well, a rival Spider-Man, a.k.a. 50-year-old Paul Smith, said that the Spider-Man was intoxicated and messing with Batman, and they got into a big tussle. CBS News reports that Spider-Man has a rap sheet of his own. The actual man, Abdel Al-Kahezi, has previous arrests for alleged public urination, assault, and weapons possession. So,
oh my gosh.
That's not good for him because he'll be because he and Batman were arrested by the police.
Ooh, Spider-Man's a criminal.
Yeah. But guess what?
Uh-oh. Superman saved the day?
No. When they arrived at the police station, one of his friends, dressed as Captain America, said that, please, cops, let him go. He's one of the best guys on the street. He's honest and religious.
What? Okay. I didn't know Spider-Man was religious.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not enough to release suspects in custody. So both Spider-Man and Batman were arrested and booked on charges.
Captain America should have called the Avengers.
Yeah.
Should have gotten Iron Man and Hulk and Thor.
So, we had a Superman gathering there. With two Spider-Mans, a Batman, and a Captain America showed up.
Nice. That is an awesome police report right there.
Yeah.
Getting to write Batman beat up Spider-Man and then lustily grabbed him on the rear. The Raisinette God, episode 74.
A woman who allegedly swiped a bag of raisinettes from a local Cumberland Farms gas station in Florida felt that her candy caper was completely justified because, quote, I'm a god.
Don't make me into my ultimate form.
Yeah.
Are you serious? She thinks she's a god?
Don't make me into my ultimate form!
That's amazing. I just picture her just waltzing out and like, I am a god! Bow before me!
Assuming direct control.
That would be something if she talks like the Reapers from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Assuming direct control.
I'm assuming Raisinette control.
Assuming direct control.
52-year-old Nancy Mullis was seen taking a $2.99 bag of Raisinettes.
All this stupid candy. This is so stupid. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm always amazed at the lengths people will go to. For, like, the cheapest, stupidest things ever.
52-year-old Nancy Mullis was seen taking a $2.99 bag of Raisinettes and then leaving the gas station. Once she was outside, the suspect flaunted the raisinettes around at people.
Because she's a god.
Yeah.
Behold the raisinettes
that I've gotten for the price of $0.00.
Assuming direct control.
Behold your lord and savior, Raisinette Woman. I have stolen these raisinettes. I have emancipated them from the tyranny of the gas station.
Well, the 52-year-old was given a trespass warning and a court summons for the theft. Then, later on in the day, Mullis decided to go to the next door, to the store that was next door, which was a discount Family Dollar. And there she really caused the scene.
Oh, boy. So she got off with the first crime as she went back into the store next door?
Yep.
Okay.
She went into the discount Family Dollar and started to wave her arms wildly and curse at people.
Okay.
The official court affidavit says Mullis was stating that I'm a god and I can do whatever I want. Okay. That was when Mullis decided to flip over newspaper stands and knock items off of shelves at the Family Dollar store.
Oh my gosh.
Help me see you shoot my ultimate fork!
Because that's what gods do.
Yeah.
They take it out on the local dollar store.
Yeah, they're very godly, apparently.
Help me see you shoot my ultimate fork!
That was when police were called and the sacred suspect was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge. And her second trespass warning.
You can't arrest a god, Rich.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Oh, my fiance, my ultimate force.
She's a god.
Oh, I just realized I've been saying, oh, my God. I'm praying to her.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're taking her name in vain.
Oh, no. What does that mean? I'm in danger from Raisinette Lord.
Raisinette Lord.
Raisinette Lord.
Ray. When someone asks you if you're a god, you say, yes!
There you go. If someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Of course.
She was following Ghostbusters logic.
Exactly. Ghostbusters logic never fails.
Except for the fact that nobody asked her if she was a god. They just asked her, what are you doing?
Oh, that's true. I love that. I love the fact that she thought she was a god. And that allowed her to steal Raisinettes.
Yep.
If she had asked nicely, somebody probably would have just bought it for her.
Yeah, $3.
Hey, come on, $3.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Those were definitely some characters.
Yep, just Yo Soy Batman takes the cake.
That was definitely one of the best ones, yeah. But you can't discredit Cherry's Waffles.
That's true.
Or the Raisinette guy.
Her and her spear gun.
I know. I couldn't figure out which was weirder, the name or the fact that they were buying a spear gun.
Yeah.
You know, both raise interesting questions. But you know what? Some of my favorite moments during the Odd News is when we don't ask questions and instead we break out into song. That's
obviously.
Right. Yeah.
You just made four songs for this show.
That's
and
right.
Throughout the year, we'll sing.
I know. And, you know, two of those moments that stick out in my mind are these next two Odd News stories. I think two of our greatest musical hits based off of two incredible musicals, right?
Yeah.
So let's get into it without further ado. This is The Phantom of the Opera, Church Lady, episode 81.
A Canadian man accused of drunkenly vandalizing a church and washing himself in holy water was arrested while shirtless on the ground, police said. Police said that the man and a woman entered St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Hamilton, Ontario, and the visible
Hamilton?
Yeah.
I have relatives in Hamilton, Ontario.
Uh-oh. Is this your group here?
I think they're from Hamilton, yeah.
You might want to double check with them.
Oh, my God.
It's a miracle! The visibly intoxicated couple made a drunken scene. Police said the couple loudly used profanity, and the 26-year-old man washed himself in a large holy water bath before they were scolded by a female church member who was inside the building at the time.
What was this, like after Sunday service?
The couple left, but the man returned a short time later without a shirt.
All right, then.
He allegedly then poured wine on a rag and tried to attempt to ignite it, but it didn't work.
What was he trying to do?
He's trying to start a fire.
Was he trying to burn the church down?
The spirit of the Holy Spirit and such, right? Isn't that the fire? Yeah!
I don't know.
Yay, religion. So all he wanted to do was get baptized.
And light stuff on fire.
Yeah, light stuff. You can tell it's late when Rich starts slipping. Stuff.
I saved it, all right?
You did save it. That's
true. That's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
When he realized that he wasn't going to be able to light the fire, he then started to throw communion bread and rosaries all over the church.
Where did he get all this stuff from? Was he actually a priest?
I guess he broke into to where the priest keeps the stash.
Maybe. So he was just throwing little communion wafers around?
Yeah.
Like confetti. It's raining God.
It's a miracle.
The man was again escorted out of the church by the female member, who then called police.
What? It was the same person that caught him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Officers then found the man on the ground outside the church, shirtless, and wearing one of the stolen rosaries. Police said that the man was in an intoxicated state.
Really? Too much sacramental wine is what it was.
It's a miracle! Woo-hoo!
The man was charged with mischief, arson, damage to property, two counts of failing to comply with a probation,
theft,
and possession of stolen goods.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow, that's a long list of charges for having fun in a church.
Yeah. That's probably the most fun anybody's ever had in a church. Oh, yeah, they were having a good time until that one old lady had to stop them.
Yeah.
Who is this mystery woman that came to the rescue twice? And what was she doing there? Is she like the watchdog or something?
Yeah. She pops out of the room with the organ and just like, I know who you are.
Why is she hiding in the organ room?
That's the place you least suspect.
What is she, like the Phantom of the Opera or something?
Yes! Dun, 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 dun. The Phantom of the Mega Church.
Of the Mega Church. The Phantom of the Church is here to catch you and stop your arson. Don't burn the church down. Ta-da. Get out of the baptismal font. Masquerade! Steal the rosaries from the sacristy! Masquerade! Communion wafers for everyone around you! Eucharist! Oh, I'm going straight to hell.
Oh my God.
I'm racing there in that Mustang at 100 miles an hour. Oh, boy.
I want to see the Phantom of the Opera now mixed with the church ceremony.
Yeah. It would liven things up, definitely, you know. You already got the organ, right?
Yeah.
You might as well. It seems like a natural progression. Every church should have a Phantom of the Opera now.
Right. Just in case you get a crazy couple that wants to...
You know, like when
yell out and start a fire. And...
No. This is for normal church services. Anyone that's ever been to a church service, you know that moment in the middle where it gets like real slow and boring. You just have the Phantom jump down out of the balcony.
Someone cut the chandelier. Come right over the congregation.
That would be amazing.
Oh my
every
God.
Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Destroy a chandelier.
That's what the Sunday collection goes towards. Is buying it. That's what the collection's for. Is buying a new chandelier every single week. Oh, that's why the church is in financial trouble, because their chandelier budget have a dedicated chandelier budget, you have a problem. Oh my god.
The father, son, and the opera ghost.
I really want to watch Phantom of the Opera now.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. It's on Netflix.
Is it really?
I think.
Oh, I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Les Mis 2, The Bread Strikes Back, Episode 63. A New York man is accused of hijacking a bakery truck and then making random deliveries around New York City while wearing only his underwear and giving bread to random strangers.
Stole a loaf of bread.
Javert, we found it. We found Valjean.
We found Jean Valjean.
Stole a loaf of bread.
I stole a pastry truck. Oh my god. He should have been driving down the road just blasting Les Mis. Just that one line over and over again. I stole a loaf of bread. I
stole a loaf of bread.
Oh boy.
David. So,
there's other parts of the story we have to get to. One, he's driving around almost completely naked, making random deliveries to people. That is the creepiest thing ever. You just hear a knock on the door. There's a creepy guy standing there in his underwear with a baguette for you.
Stole a loaf of bread.
That's all he says. I stole a loaf of bread.
He just puts it down on the step and walks away. Thank you, mystery bread man.
All right. Well, this Jean Valjean is David Bastar. David Bastar allegedly stole a Grimaldi's Home of Bread truck while its assigned driver was making a delivery at a pizzeria, and then he proceeded to drop off rolls, baguettes, and bread at random locations throughout New York City.
Wow.
Stole a loaf of bread.
Oh. He's like a weird combination of Jean Valjean and Robin Hood.
Oh my god.
You know what would be funny is if he made the actual deliveries for the delivery man.
Well, bakery owner Joe Grimaldi said that the man was delivering bread at random places. It was very bizarre. People were finding bread in front of their doors.
That's amazing. Instead of getting a newspaper, you get a loaf of bread.
Yeah, congratulations.
It's the bread boy. That should be an old Atari game. Bread boy.
Bread boy. Come here, bread boy.
Stole a loaf of bread.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Just call him Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean.
Oh, my God.
This is Les Mis 2, The Bread Canine, coming up.
Right here, hosted in New York City. Screw the French.
Yeah, screw the French.
Thanks for Les Miserables. We're going to make a sequel of it.
Oh my gosh.
The American version of it.
Yeah.
It's just the miserable.
Oh my god.
The miserable two. The bread strikes back.
Oh my god.
Stole a loaf of bread.
Well,
it's just amazing. I just can't stop thinking about that now.
Bastar was pulled over near LaGuardia Central Terminal and was taken to the Elmhurst Hospital psychiatric ward because he was mentally unstable.
Really? What gave that away? Was it the lack of pants or the stolen bakery truck?
Stole a loaf of bread.
And his patient number was 24601. Oh, boy.
He was later released from the psychiatric ward. And
what,
was
just like that? They just admit him and then, sure, you can go. This story. Oh,
and he was
amazing.
Later charged with criminal possession of stolen goods and was released into the care of his parents.
He broke a window pane.
Stole a loaf of bread.
Oh, wow.
If this is the American version, this is Jean Valjean.
Jean Valjean. And Javert.
And Javert.
Epo 9. My name's Jean Valjean. I stole them loaf of bread.
Stole a loaf of bread.
We're done. Tune in. We're not coming back for this one.
Tune in. We're going to do the sequel to Les Mis called The Miserable.
The Miserable.
Part 2.
Starring Hugh Jackman as Jean Valjean.
Starring David Bastar as Jean Valjean.
Stole a loaf of bread.
And somebody as Javert. I don't know what you're going to come up with on top of that.
He stole a loaf of bread.
He stole. There's nothing to top that. He stole a loaf of bread. Game over.
Stole a loaf of bread.
He stole a loaf of bread. That's all you need to know.
That's a catchphrase from this episode. He stole over bread.
Stole over bread.
Well, that's it.
You know, what else do you expect?
Oh, man.
Stole a loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah. I love it when we get a chance to sing.
Oh,
the Odd News.
Obviously, we sing basically all the time on this podcast.
Obviously. You do, at least.
Yeah. Well, we both have our fair share of singing moments, I think. But you know what? We don't always follow a strict format when it comes to the show or the Odd News. You know, I don't know what else to say about this one except for
special guest comedian Rick Murarky, Can't Rob a Subway, episode 85. A man accused of robbing 4 Alabama Subway sandwich shops allegedly confessed that he needed revenge as a disgruntled customer. Because he was mad that the famous Jared diet didn't work for him and he needed his money back. So that's why he robbed 4 Subway sandwich shops.
Yeah, but what type of sandwiches was he getting? extra cheese? It's not going to work if you do that.
What, the bacon doesn't make me lose weight?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Perfect reaction from Rick right there.
And he had to rob 4 Subways?
He got up to 4 before he was arrested.
He got up to 4?
Yeah.
How do you not catch the guy after 2? He's robbing a Subway.
It's a big fat guy like carrying armfuls of cocaine.
Yeah, he's a giant fat guy. Listen, speaking from giant fat guys, we don't run fat.
Nope, no we
the
don't.
The fact that he escaped from 3, he's doing pretty good with his diet. Because
that is the new Subway diet. Cardio. Rob Subway.
Jesus Christ.
Run away.
First of all, I'm so fat. The game planning, I would stop at the door of the first one. I'm like, I'm sweating too much. I gotta go home.
Well, 18-year-old Zachary Torrance was arrested Thursday night and charged with first-degree robbery.
Wait a minute, he's 18?
Yeah.
He's 18 years old and he's fat? He's just lazy. Wait till you're 30, Zachary.
He's played too many video games in his mom's basement.
Beating hookers. Put that cookie down. Do some jumping jacks. Jesus Christ, you're 18.
Mm. Oh, these cookies. Put that cookie down now.
Exactly.
Yep.
Listen, Bill Burr said this years ago. If you're fat and you're 4, it's your parents' fault. He doesn't have money to buy shit. Give him celery and put everything up on a top shelf. You're 18.
Well, Torrance allegedly entered the Hueytown Subway store.
His name is Torrance?
Yes, that's the last name, Torrance. He demanded the cashier open the register. Surveillance video shows a man...
As he breathes heavily. Could you... hold on, give me a second. Can you... fuck, I should have brought a note. You know what? I'm just gonna go. Can I just get a water first? Water. Thanks. Holy shit, these things aren't even close to each other. You know what? Fuck it, just call the cops. I'm done. I'm gonna sit and wait in the air. Is it cool if I wait in the air? I'm gonna wait in the air conditioner.
You can have a foot long hoagie while I wait.
Oh, shit, I'm officially done. All right. Oh, and win.
That's going in a bit. The fact that he robbed four, was it all in the same day?
I should have brought a note. Slide that.
Well, surveillance video shows a man later identified as Torrance taking money from the cash register and fleeing the subway store.
They follow the drops of sweat. How did you get... Everything is moist, Torrance.
Torrance was arrested after a citizen saw the robbery footage and recognized...
Breathing heavily and passed out on the corner, drinking soda from straight from the bottle. And pouring sun chips down his back. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You can finish.
Torrance was arrested after a citizen saw the robbery footage and recognized the suspect
like
from
a big glop. No, I'm kidding.
From shopping at the Hueytown Walmart later that day.
Here's a shocker.
Yeah, had to go to a Walmart later after the robbery.
What the fuck does this Torrance? Doesn't he have a job?
Nope. Hueytown police tracked down Torrance in the Walmart, who was wearing the same clothes and shoes as he did in the video when he robbed the subway earlier that day.
Listen, there's not that many things that fit him. That's why he was at Walmart. Torrance was buying another outfit. People don't understand. It's hard to find shit that fits. We just buy stuff in different colors. Good.
Well, Torrance is...
I love this Torrance. I want him and the guy that accidentally got on a plane, and I'm going to write them a note for thanking me for the for ending my writer's block. I should do this shit more often.
Well, Torrance is currently in the jail on a $250,000 bond. So, there you go.
I should have wrote a note. As
would have been easier. You just slide it. You don't have to.
Here, read this. Read this. Can I get a cup of ice? Hold on, Jesus Christ. Torrance, what are your demands? This is the detective. Listen, I need a wet towel, a fan, a cup of ice. Some juice would be nice. Again.
There you go, Torrance. Should have used the card, man. It would have been much easier.
Oh my gosh, Rick Moriarty.
That. Oh my god.
That's his reaction to that story. Just had me in stitches. I had to like recompose myself to try and get through that segment because I was about to roll over on the floor.
I was literally in tears listening to that story when we had Rick on. Oh my god.
Yeah.
And we play that promo a lot, you know, if you listen to the past episodes. It's one of my favorite promos.
Yeah, that's definitely going down in our just, you know, best things we've ever done. So thank you, Rick Moriarty, for coming on the show. And
thanks and Merry Christmas. Yeah,
came on the show twice this year. So.
Yes, he's one of our recurring guests.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what? I think there's really only one way to close this out. Sometimes odd news stories have us laughing so hard that it feels like we're going to die.
Laughing until we die.
Yes, and this story had me in tears, sweating, rolling back and forth. I thought I was going to fall out of my chair. I'm talking about, of course, Pooh to Lou, episode 57.
In India, public defecation is a very serious problem.
It's like a rampant thing in their society.
Well, according
to... It's like jaywalking over here. Just happens daily and on every street corner.
Well, according...
This is already bad.
Well, according to UNICEF, they've released a study that came out.
A study? There are people whose job is to study people pooping in public.
In India.
People pooping in public.
I'm like, I gotta get through this.
Okay.
I'm not gonna make it.
You're not gonna be able to get through this.
I'm not gonna make it.
just think serious psychological researchers standing there with a clipboard just watching people crap on the sidewalk in the middle of India.
Well,
oh, yes, that's the 17th today.
Well, apparently...
I don't even need the story at this point.
Well, apparently, according...
What is this? What are the study findings? I gotta know.
According to the UNICEF official findings during the study, an estimated 620 million Indians poop out in the open every day, dumping more than 143 million pounds of solid human waste and putting the public at risk for life-threatening infections, diseases, and epidemics.
What the hell are they eating over there?
Indian food.
wait. Go over those numbers again. How many people?
620 million Indians.
620 million Indians?
Poop out in the open every day, dumping more than 143 million pounds of poop.
How many pounds?
143.
Oh my God.
So, with this study that just came out, what do you think the Indian government should do?
Build more bathrooms?
That would be a logical answer. But instead...
Give people corks. Good night, everybody! I'm done.
Oh, my God.
You weren't expecting that one, were you? What? What did the government officials of India do with this study? What do you do if you're a government official and a researcher walks in and is like, well, sir,
your people
are crapping a lot everywhere. They can't stop. Do you really mean 620 million Indians crap outside? I mean, come on.
Yep.
That's a lot. That's double the size of America. That means every person in America times two.
Takes a dump outside.
Is everybody in the country right now walked outside and just let loose? That's India.
Oh.
Well, are you ready for what the Indian government decided to do about it?
Okay. Nothing. I mean, it can't get worse at this point. I guess it can. Judging by your reaction, I guess it can. It gets much worse, doesn't it? How much worse does it get?
Their only official action on the matter
is to do nothing.
Is to make a public service announcement that features a silly song.
Oh no! Oh no! Do we have a song?
And
please tell me there's a song about pooping in public.
And I pulled the clip.
Yes, I'm so excited right now. You can't even believe.
I've pulled the clip and I've edited it for the podcast.
Okay.
So please, everyone, sit down, buckle in.
But keep your pants up.
Keep your pants up. And get ready for the official... This is the best part. It's the official Indian public service announcement.
This is from the government, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Calling for people in India to stop pooping outside. Folks, let me play for you Poo to Loo. Let's play it.
First thing in the morning, what do I see? A pile of shit staring at me. I close my eyes, I step away. No matter where I go, there's no getting away. I step out on the street, what do I smell? That's stinking to high hell. I hold my breath, I step away, but everywhere I go, there's no getting away.
Happy birthday!
Everywhere! Next to you, next to
my God.
And there you go, folks. That is the non-fortune cookie hot news for today.
Oh my God. I can't even deal with this right now. I'm crying.
Your eyes are all red right now.
I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. I have a headache. I loved it. That was the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm like sweating. I'm crying. My head hurts. That is the funniest thing. Oh my God.
That is the official Indian.
That is the government response to an epidemic, a pandemic of people pooping in public places. Oh my God. How many peas was that? Pandemic of people pooping in public places. Five P's. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. That one.
That's got to be one of my all-time favorites.
I just love that the fact it came with an actual musical clip and we got to play it.
Yeah.
And we just ran with it. Oh my God.
Oh man. It's still to this day. Yes. To this day, it boggles my mind that that was the government's response.
Yeah.
Was to issue
a music video. Song.
Yeah. An animated music video. Like, yeah. Really?
Oh. Well, there you go, folks. That was the best of the best of the odd news that we had in the non-fortune cookie odd news for this year, 2014.
Second Lieutenant Jake Jensen, West Point, graduate with honors. We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
Your boy Captain America over here. The best of the best of the best, sir. You know, with honors. You know, he's just really excited and he has no clue why we're here.
So there you go. Hopefully that brought you a lot of laughs during this Christmas break. Oh, it did me. I'm about to start crying, actually. Oh my gosh.
I know. I love hearing all these stories over again, and we love sharing them with all of you, which is a great way to introduce this last special treat we have for you guys. Sort of a special send off, a Merry Christmas from us to you. If you will, Rich, I would like to present the final Christmas parody of the Crispy Noodle Christmas special.
All right, why not? Mike, take it away.
So this is Crispy, and what have we done? Another show over, and we have just begun. And this is our Christmas. We hope you had fun. We're glad you could come. 'Cause of you we have won. A very crispy Christmas and an awesome past year. It's been such a good one. Let's all give a cheer. So this is Crispy, the sweet and sour
Christmas.
Win some and lose some. No need to glower. Because happy Christmas. From us out to you, you're second to no one. Let's give a woo-hoo.
Hoo-ah!
A very crispy Christmas and a happy new year. Let's hope it's a good one. A whole new frontier. And so this is Crispy, and what have we done? Another show over, and we've only just begun. And so happy Christmas Because of you, we have one. A very crispy Christmas. And a new, new year. Can't wait to get started with all of you here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Oh, my God.
Merry Christmas,
gosh.
Nation.
That was to the secret members of Mike's fan club.
Yes, for all those that listen to the very end of the show.
That was for his Hot Pocket ladies.
Sure. I'm going to bring a Hot Pocket to bed tonight then.
Yeah. You got to whisper a little something, you know?
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was actually very touching, Mike.
Oh,
nice,
thank you.
Nice way to close out.
Try to close it out on a nice note. You know, we're getting ready for our recap episode next week, of course.
Yep, New Year's will be our best of, it will be the 2014 year in review of the Odd News. It'll feature even more of the crazy Odd News that you just heard in this past segment. So definitely tune in next week for the year in review of Odd News for 2014. Oh, my gosh. What a show, Mike.
This has been a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, one for the record books.
I mean, we had your whole family on. We had Bruno, our long-lost associate producer.
Yeah, we finally found him.
We had your mom, who's always a blast, and we had your dad on.
One of the rare appearances by my dad.
Sausage!
Where obviously. He's not yelling sausage all the time.
Yeah, he didn't. But, wow, what a show, Mike.
What a show.
And I got to give props to you. You put together all the songs.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The only thing I really did was get ready for the game portion of the show. That's
well, the
it.
Game was a blast, yeah. I have to say. That game has come in handy the past couple holidays, Rich.
Well, wow, there you go. Coming to the end of another Christmas special. I know it's, parting is such sweet sorrow, but unfortunately, we got to start wrapping up. This episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast, the Christmas special. Another great episode in the books as we begin to do the final lap of 2014.
Yeah, this is the home stretch.
Yeah. I know. It's like, it really is like a blink of an eye. The year is gone.
I know. It seems like just yesterday we were talking about pooping in India.
Yeah.
And now bringing it back up today.
That was episode 57.
I know. It was almost 50 episodes ago.
Almost.
40 episodes ago.
Yeah.
I can't do math. I'm so excited about Christmas, I forgot how to do math.
Well, make sure you remember math when you count your presents Christmas Day, all right?
I will do so.
Well, folks, this is the craziness that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you're interested in more on the Crispy Noodle, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle, and follow us on Twitter at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you can find some of our best bits, interviews, and a whole bunch of other great videos. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. You get the latest episodes downloaded for free straight to your phone, your tablet, your computer. You can take it with you to work, on the go, listen to it at home, anytime, anywhere, anyhow. Just download the Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes.
That's right. And if you like our promos that we play when we take a break on the show, check out our SoundCloud page, because that's where we take the best bits of the Crispy Noodle and shorten them down to 1 to 2 minute mini noodles that you can easily share with friends, family, strangers, why not?
Yes.
During this Christmas week.
That's right. You better get in the Christmas spirit and share it with everyone you know. The Crispy Noodle Podcast is the perfect gift for everyone.
Just send it to them.
That's
Facebook
right.
Message.
That's right.
Text it.
Yes.
Carrier pigeon it.
Carrier pigeon. Yes, that's how I'm sending it to all my loved ones.
Awesome.
So many ways to get in touch with and share the Crispy Noodle. But if you want to get in touch with us individually, don't send a carrier pigeon. Just tweet at us, another type of bird.
Ah, yes.
I'm at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I am at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. That's how you get into contact with us on the Twitters.
Woo!
What a special, Mike.
This show has just got me so pumped up, Rich.
Yeah.
This was so much fun.
Folks, this is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. Got to thank you, first off, for doing all those crazy songs. Great work, Mike.
Thank you.
I want to thank Bruno for coming on the show.
Yeah.
He's got a busy schedule between college and everything. He found time to come on. Thank you to Bruno. Thank you to your mom and your dad for coming on the show, for participating in our game.
Yes.
I want to thank all the guests we've had. Rick Murarkey, Mike Rory of Rory and the Secret People, and everybody else. We ran out of time.
We ran out of so many people to thank.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't forget to thank you, Rich. Every week we wouldn't have all this crazy odd news if it wasn't for you to do the best of the best. Odd news. And we've ran out of music.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're professionals.
Yes, we are. What a way to kick off the Christmas, to end the Christmas special.
Yeah! I'm a DJ. Yeah, see, I'm a DJ.
All right. But I think that about wraps up. So, once again, thank you to everyone that is part of this Crispy Noodle Nation.
Yep, and that includes you for listening, subscribing to our podcast, downloading it, putting up with us when we make up mistakes like running out of music. But we do it for you guys. Thank you for listening in 2014. We look forward to giving you one more episode, and then we'll head into 2015 together.
That's right. Rocking and ready to go. Merry Christmas to one and to all.
Yep, and to all a good night. Yeah.
Perfect.
I almost forgot that for a second, but it came to me at the last second.
Awesome.
All right. We'll see you guys next week for our odd news retrospective of 2014.
See you guys
later.
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Crispy Noodle Podcast, 2014. Aruga! Boom! In your face! Ha ha!